Well, I mentioned that we have some special guests in the studio right now from the Richmond Symphony Youth Orchestra, Sarah Castle, flutist, and Matthew Robinson, violinist. Thank you both for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you for having us.
Good to be here.
And you both have a long tenure of studying music, I know. Sarah is going to major in flute performance at the University of Illinois, and Matthew, you're going to be a double major, aren't you, at University of Richmond?
Mm-hmm.
So let me start with Sarah. Tell me a little bit about your music background and what has made you want to go into music for a career.
Well, I started playing flute in sixth grade when we were, doing entrance placement tests and band and whatnot, and I thought it was just fun. And I knew I always wanted to play flute, and I told my teacher, I want to play flute. And he said, well, let's try you on these other instruments. And he would give me this, brass mouthpiece or that, and then the strings teacher actually tried to sucker me in for a little bit, and they sent me home with a tuba the first week of school, but I forcefully said no, that I was going to play flute. And I remember the first time I heard the sound of the flute, my mom's super close friend plays flute, and so we went over to their house one night, and I heard it, and I just fell in love. And so since then, I knew I was going to play, and then I kept studying and eventually started taking private lessons, doing youth orchestra, and now I want to play forever. So.
And you've been in the youth orchestra program for many years, haven't you? You've kind of worked your way up?
Yeah, I started my freshman year actually in youth concert orchestra, which is the one of the lower orchestras that is kind of like a training for Rizzo, and that was led by Amy Birdsong at the time. So it was a really good experience for me because she was actually my band teacher at school. So I got to work with her on two different settings, and it was really great. And then my second year, I auditioned for Rizzo and was in as a sophomore. So I've been playing since.
You've gotten a lot of orchestral experience heading to college, haven't you?
Yes, I'm very fortunate to have had the chance to play in Rizzo and also some outside ensembles, the All-State Orchestra several times, and then Senior Regional Orchestra, which have been great. Really good experience.
And Matthew, let's turn to you for a moment. What made you choose the violin?
Well, I actually started violin at age 5, and I come from a family of 8 children who all play violin, so it wasn't much of a choice. But I stuck with it throughout high school, and originally it used to just be something everyone in my family did. But last year I studied abroad in Ghana, and I didn't have a violin teacher. But I did bring a violin, and that was when I really decided that I love violin because it would be just what I turned to whenever I was stressed or needed to do anything.
So you're going to double major in biology and music. You know you're going to be really busy. You're not going to have any free time.
I know, yes.
Now, you mentioned to me off the air that you're going to the University of Richmond, and of course, Dr. Crutcher, the president, is a cellist, and he's getting you an opportunity to study abroad violin as well, right?
Yes. Junior year, I hope to study at the School of the Arts in Berlin.
That is really, really neat. Now, you both have something prepared for us to listen to today, so we get a little taste of your playing. Sarah, playing flute, what is your selection for us today?
Today, I brought Carmen Fantasy by Born. And I'm only going to play an excerpt of it because it's really long. But
that's okay. So we'll hear a little bit of Carmen. I'll let you step up to the mic there. Very good selection here. Sarah Castle is a flutist with the Richmond Symphony Youth Orchestra. They are performing on Sunday, May 20th at the Carpenter Theater. The higher up orchestra is at 7 o'clock, but the program actually begins at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So here is Sarah performing for us on 88.9 WCVE.
Thank you.
That was terrific. Thank you, Sarah, so much. And, you know, and part of the program this weekend, Matthew is actually performing as a soloist in the Saint-Saëns Violin Concerto in B minor, the third movement. What made you choose that work for the competition?
Well, actually, I brought that piece with me to Ghana because I really liked listening to it, and I decided I wanted to learn it. And so I started the first movement there, and then when I got back, I learned the third movement. And it's really amazing because the beginning is very scary because it automatically opens with this glistening arpeggio super high up. And so you have to be very careful every time you play it.
Well, Saint-Saëns on the program. Also, a couple of movements from the Dvorak New World Symphony and Norwegian Dances by Edvard Grieg. Very appropriate, as we just played a little bit of Grieg a few moments ago. Matthew, I want to give you a few moments to play a little something for us. What do you have for us today?
Today I'll be playing Grave from Sonata No. 2 in A minor by Bach.
Okay. We'll take it away. So this is Matthew performing a little bit of Bach here on 88.9 WCBE. Wonderful. Some Bach by Matthew Robinson, who is a violinist with the Richmond Symphony Youth Orchestra. If you're just tuning in, we've got two members of the Youth Orchestra, Matthew and Sarah Castle, flutist. Either one of you can answer this question, but do you have a favorite work that you've performed with the Youth Orchestra?
They're all my favorite. But I really liked when we did Sleeping Beauty. That really got me into Tchaikovsky, which really opened the doors to many other avenues in the Romantic period. And then I got into listening to a lot of Mahler and then other artists, not artists, I guess, composers, I should say. And so, yeah, that was really the beginning of when I started to like to listen to classical music more, was the beginning of that piece.
Any favorite composer or work, Matthew?
Well, this season we played a symphony by Borodin, and that one was really cool because, of course, Borodin's one of the great five, and it was a very interesting piece, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I liked it.
You both have been exposed to a lot through the Symphony's Youth Orchestra program, and I thank you for stopping by and sharing your talents with us and your comments about the program today.
Thank you for having us.
You can find out more about the Richmond Symphony Youth Orchestra program at their website, richmondsymphony.com. They have some auditions coming up for next year's Youth Orchestra in a few weeks at the end of May and early June, and then again in August. They offer a lot of performance opportunities for our youth.